This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The EPA released a draft strategy on herbicide use designed to better protect endangered species. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau, talks about this EPA strategy.
Well, the EPA's herbicide strategy is an attempt to try to bring into compliance their pesticide registration regulations with Endangered Species Act obligations. And that means anytime that they must consider, review, or register a pesticide product, they must factor into the impacts of that product on endangered species and the critical habitats on which those species rely.
The EPA provided a 60-day comment period and recently extended it by 30 days to October 22nd.
The proposal was quite voluminous. There was really in total over 900 pages that comprised the strategy over several different documents. For us, in terms of an industry, to be able to read and digest and craft responses really was going to take too much time. So that's what led American Farm Bureau and other industry groups to formally ask for an extension.
Boatwright says the proposed rule will impact all farmers who use conventional herbicides. For more information, go to fb.org. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.